Hello, everybody, and welcome to a live commentary version of FilmSack. We do this occasionally. A couple weeks ago, we did this for Sharknado. We're doing it again, this time for an episode of Star Trek, the original series, specifically Season 3, Episode 24. This is the bang they went out on. And the episode is called, Turnabout Intruder. Thank you very much. So it is Turnabout Intruder, episode 24, the last one on season 3. All of this is streaming on Netflix, or if you have, we've been able to confirm pretty closely anyway that the home, like re-release DVD, Blu-ray thing that they put out a while ago, the remaster stuff, this also coincides with the timing. So you should be able to watch it on that if that is your preferred method. But streaming on Netflix, we're here to do this with you. These are fun. We like it. So that's the way it is. And of course, both Brian's are here. Randy's here. I'm here. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Tom Servo and Crow.
Oh, see, now people have ammo to say that we do. All we're doing is a MSTK 3K.
We're not supposed to remind people that there's that thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we're going to do that now. And I hope everyone enjoys it. All you need to do is have this thing queued up right at the beginning. Pause it before it starts playing. You're just blank screen 000. Okay. When we hit play, I will count it down 3, 2, 1. When I get to one. Actually, when I get to the word go, we hit start, okay? Or we unpause. So here we go.
Do you do this the same way every time?
Probably not. I don't know.
All right.
There's no standard. So here we go. I'm going to say go. When I say go after the countdown, that's when you hit it. So here we go. Everyone queued up? Okay, here we go.
Oh, you just said go.
Exactly. Oh, you know, I should give him a second. All right, everyone set there. Okay, here, pause us now and set up your thing. Okay, we're back. You all set? Great. That's great. Here goes. I'm going to hit it in 3.
You just said go again.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, is that Ron Howard?
There's the Enterprise. Ooh. Right there.
Ron Howard.
It's already with the dramatic music.
Clint Howard.
Oh, Clint Howard's not in this one, too, is it?
No, he's not. No.
He looks just say like he went down with Google scientists? Did I hear that right? Okay.
Or a group of scientists. Same thing.
Oh, group of.
That, she does not look comfortable.
No, she doesn't. That was the most.
That's like the most uncomfortable
ever.
Pillow you could find.
Futon, future futon.
sleeping on a Jolly Rancher.
Sheets in the future are made of wicker.
You know what? I need to make my sideburns more pointy. My sideburns aren't really pointy enough.
Yeah,
that style's not really back in. Hasn't been for a while.
Oh, it's a lady in bed. I like this.
Hey, baby. Hey, look at his floating lymphoma on the back of Kirk's back. You see that?
All right.
Is that what that is?
Looks like it to
it's
me.
It's a third nipple.
On his back.
She's not too sick to put on earrings.
Nope.
Spock operating his iPhone 6 over there.
Yeah, pretty sweet. It's just as big.
I'm not
feeling well.
My neck hurts from this stupid pillow.
Hey, is the orange the new black?
What is wrong with you people? This is not good for my head.
What the is it with Star Trek? Star Trek beds and pillows are the worst things. TNG
Seriously,
as well.
It looks like it's made of blue wicker. Who would do that?
Blue wicker is my favorite.
It does like a burlap material, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of woven
favorite,
burlap.
It does not look pleasant.
Favorite David
Stretch
Lynch short
face
film.
Off
blue, all right, all right.
Blue wicker.
She's in really dire shape, but
she wore blue.
She has
wicker.
No problem getting that makeup and hair done.
No, not at all.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, she is so dramatic. She's got to be a Southern lady. Oh, my.
So here's a question for you. Very end of this series, really.
Yeah.
This was before it got canceled.
Series finale.
Was this intentionally a finale episode? Did they?
Yeah. Real facts I just made up. They had. Right. Clearly didn't expect this to be the last episode ever.
And we're done, right? Exactly. So I'm thinking it's hard to tell because when they re-released these, you know, they kind of played a little bit with which one was the first one and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Kirk freeze.
She froze him.
Well, he shouldn't have been messing with that carbonite.
She just froze him into the pose she's so on the Transformed Man album cover.
Nice.
She's so pleased with herself.
Was that the name of that album?
Yeah.
Is this some kind of sex thing? Is this going to be a...
No, look, they're going to transport each other's guts.
Ooh.
It's like Freaky
that's
Friday.
That's right.
It's Freaky
Turn
Friday.
Turnabout, I get it now.
No way.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes.
You got Kirk in my peanut butter. You got peanut butter in my Kirk.
I did not know that was this one. I'm so excited now. Hey, the stars got little colors and stuff in them on this one.
Yeah, no, that's how Star Trek was. The original Star Trek had little colored stars.
There's a red star, and there's a blue star, and there's another orange star over there.
There's the poo planet.
Man, it must have been so much fun to shoot these openings.
Well, this is all redone, remember? This is all... this is CGI. Yeah. You just don't know it because I tried to look 60s with it.
Oh.
In a way, I wish it wasn't, because then we could at least compare them in our heads and...
Mm-hmm.
Because actually credit to these guys. They did a hell of a job with that.
Yeah, they did.
Like, they made it retro and cheap looking without.
Did they redo the theme music as well? Because that lady sounds a little more chesty than the original.
She sounds crisper. Yeah.
Crispy chesty. Yeah. She used to be
crispy
called.
Chesty.
Other real facts I just made up. Gene Roddenberry's ancestors got their surname because they sold rotten berries.
I knew it. Yeah, finally some confirmation on what we already knew.
I've got a penis.
Whoa. He did look at his crotch for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did, yeah.
She did, sorry.
I really thought there would be more down here. Oh, well, okay.
Oh, this is terrible. It's already bad.
I have myself in my arms, kind of.
So, he's talking all effeminate.
He is. Uh-huh. It's funny. He's kind of talking a little higher.
Oh, yeah. You stick your head on that pillow. See how you like it.
All right.
Pew, pew, pew. Is there a girdle under here?
Lift with your legs, Kirk. Lift with your legs.
I need to shave. I don't know.
Why does my...
Oh! Watch how I can remove this scarf with my superior strength.
Oh, gosh.
That's a little...
I so hope that she does the Kirk pacing.
And talk? You mean the way she talks or would talk?
Right.
Why switch bodies? Oh, because she was sick.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, totally.
Oh, who's that? Who's
coming? No, they went ahead and just had her talk like that. That's what they did, Randy. They just kept it with her.
Oh, and here's where the misunderstandings and hijinks begin.
She's suddenly the captain of the Enterprise. What could go wrong?
How is this messing with this thing over here?
Nice long underwear.
Yeah, it looks good, buddy. I can see your doodle. He looks like Bob the Builder.
Hey, you could see his wowie?
Yeah. He's got a little, it's a little tucked up there a little bit. Mm-hmm. His dingus.
Oh, he's aware of the situation? They have that knowing glance back and forth?
I think he suspects.
You in there, Kirk?
She
was unconscious the whole time. How'd the scarf move?
Is she dead?
Near death.
Near death.
Bummer.
Those are her staff, knowing what happened to her staff.
Get it?
Well played, Kirk.
Yeah, good job. Good job, TJ.
All the dudes are wearing the pointy sideburns, even the guy on the planet.
Sure, that's what you do in the future.
That was 23rd century hair requirement deal.
Captain Kirk?
Well, he's really useful. I assume the deal is that the body remembers all the stuff or something dumb like that.
Right. Muscle memory.
Are you ready to receive my limp patient?
Scotty.
That purple was a bold, that lavender was a bold choice there. Where? In the transporter room.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That red carpet, not a good idea.
Third season, isn't it known or remembered for being just the absolute cheapest? Like, just the walls and everything's just so cheap. Right.
Real facts I just made up. Everything in this episode is reused. Not a single set piece that wasn't reused.
You know, you say you made it up.
I think that's actually
true.
But
I believe you when you say
I know.
It. I think these are accurate statements.
Yeah, they don't go for the typical Freaky Friday trope, which is I don't know anything about you, but I'm going to fake like I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So unlike the pilot for the show, which had two pilots, there's no like
two endings,
lost episodes or final endings, or it's just this and that's it. Oh, he's checking his hair. What are we, a sexist sweet. Show, dude?
I like to think of Generations as the finale. I really like that.
There's something about, as a finale, it works better than it does as a like movie that you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I mean, in some ways, it's the closest you were ever going to get. Patterson.
Those overachieving sideburns that Scotty's got.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet. Whoa, yeah, they go deep. Hearing about how much those two didn't
random,
get along.
Random disease makes me go, ah.
Speaking of, make sure you notice her overachieving sideburns. They are epic.
Right?
Hey, our jump shit should be all skin tone, so it looks like I'm nude.
We got the same.
It's almost like Fred Ward, except
yeah, Fred Ward. Dude.
Fred Ward, the same age he is now.
Right, yeah. Fred Ward.
He's a time traveler, that Fred Ward.
Is it Fred Ward?
Yeah, Fred Ward. Tremors?
Tremors, yeah. Is that Fred Ward?
Remo Williams. Yeah.
That was a feminine version of his dumb acting skills.
Ooh, I'm so angry.
That is Harry Landers, by the way. Harry Landers.
I had to have that looked at when I had a Harry Lander. Hey, Kirk's got a little weight on him in this one.
Yeah, he does. He's kind of poking that chest out. I like it.
You know what they say about Harry Landers? There can be only one.
Yeah, so he's aware of the whole situation.
Yeah, he seems to know.
You think he would disappear if he stepped in front of that door? Yep, there he goes.
That is a floating head. That's awesome, dude. Wow, that's really strikingly the same color. Oh, red behind him now.
So many colors. What's up with the colors?
It's a very vibrant color. That's a very that's a big thing for Star Trek. Space and future will have a lot of solids.
Yeah. Just imagine what Christmas looks like in Star Trek land.
Right? Try not to. Space.
Phaser stun.
What?
When I lived in Kentucky, he was a Kentucky doctor, right?
Right. I think that's right. That's what I like to remember anyway.
Doctor.
I wasn't picking my nose.
It was a scratch, not a pick.
Love the episode.
Dr. McCoy.
Wife got the whole planet and the divorce.
What kind of sickness makes you do all that dramatic acting?
On command.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you flop around.
Isn't that weird? That's how we used to do a lot of soap operas and TV shows where random illnesses made up would just have these weird moaning and groaning things. Mm-hmm. If you were doing that in a real hospital, be like, what is wrong with you? Sedate them.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, I've seen people do that in a hospital. Like, they come in with kidney stones and they can't stay still and they're moaning and groaning all the time.
Right.
But, you know.
What?
People don't stand around them while they do that.
I'm dead.
He went to University of Mississippi and got his doctor's degree.
In real life?
Dr. McCoy. Yeah.
The character is fictional, from Mississippi.
Yeah.
All right.
In the year 2049 through 53.
We all know that the doctor gets to override the captain. Don't give us that crap. It's too convenient. Too convenient.
By the way, he was divorced. Did we ever hear about an ex-wife?
Kirk?
No, McCoy was...
Oh, McCoy's character.
Yeah.
Hmm.
His ex-wife got the whole planet and the divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
Got all the beans.
Oh, they know where his quarters were in this thing I'm reading. Original Enterprise. He was in 3F number 127 is where he slept.
Wow.
I feel
that's
sick.
Too much. That's way too much info.
I agree.
And now a commercial from Calgon.
Take me away.
There are no black people in any of these commercials.
Boom, boom,
He died an admiral. Admiral? Yeah, admiral.
McCoy.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about one character this whole episode.
I got a little rabbit hole.
Damn it, Jim. He's an admiral, not a doctor.
He really is the most interesting character of them.
What's that? They got some serious comb overs there. Look at Chekhov's comb over thing. Mm. Hey, where's Uhura?
She was there.
She's not at her usual post. She ain't got a little knob stuck in her ear.
She gets a little corn cob thing hanging out of her head.
That leg, boy. She's got that leg. Know, all kinds of showing. Hey, look at my leg. I may not be in this.
I'm trying to make sure my leg shows up in this episode.
It's not her. It's not her. Where the hell is she? There's the monkey. One of the monkeys.
Right. Look at that thing, though. It's like all calm forward and stuff.
And the Viewmaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Viewmaster there.
What? You think he's going to use it?
I hope so.
Isn't that like electronic battleship or something like that?
Oh, man, I love electronic battleship. It's the only way to play battleship.
Vestita's so much more comfortable than that stupid bed.
She can get used to this.
I smell farts from a million men.
I love that the original Enterprise had a 42-inch freaking 1080p screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's tiny compared to what you need to see.
Oh my, that, sir! Yes,
that star. By the way, that star scene never changes behind Kirk.
Right? No, they're basically paintings of stars.
Every
right.
other view screen is Scott's favorite, Spock's favorite pictures.
You can't quite see it off screen a little bit, but there's a cat picture over there. Hang in there.
Ah, the Zebulon Nebula.
Photos from my vacation.
How come he knows all these people's names and things?
They mentioned it. She says she's been staying the ship and the crew for years, getting sicker, made this plan, blah,
so
blah,
she's
blah.
Not just accessing his brain and...
No.
Because his spirit is in the other body.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of Kirk.
You think there's going to be a Vulcan mind meld in this episode?
I hope not.
Mm. Oh, you know there is, dude. That's how he's going to find out who's in there.
Got to, right?
Yeah.
See, give me his bag.
Why is he smiling like that? Oh, there we go. We do get to see her face and not just her leg.
These whole feminine affectations, dude.
That look she gave him.
I don't like it.
It's a very interesting thought. If you were suddenly thrust into a woman's body, could you, would you walk like a woman? Would you?
Right. Could you deal with it?
Could you talk like one?
I mean, you would think it wouldn't, because aren't women like the center of gravity is... And they're more lower than ours or something? Wouldn't that mess with you?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, if we can get past the idea that this is even possible, let's say that this is possible. Right. My guess is...
The Pimpkin?
No one's ever told me my center of gravity is different, though, than somebody else's.
And by the way, everybody alive, if put in this situation, first thing you do is go to the bathroom and check yourself out.
You got to check out the parts. I mean, you got to check out the parts.
Yeah, of course.
So this is what
Well, this sure is a limp, soggy, flaccid pile of garbage.
And then 3 days later, finally emerged from the bathroom.
Yep. I've always wondered, why does Spock have so much beard shadow under his eyebrows?
Beard shadow. I'm being followed by a beard shadow.
Boy, he's doing his nails.
Beard shadow.
Oh boy, that couldn't be more.
Is he doing his nails?
Yes, he's doing his nails.
That's so
and
stupid.
Apparently in the future, the only thing that still works for your nails care is those emery board things.
Next thing you know, he's going to be asking for directions.
Yeah, right.
I knew it.
Or shopping. What are the other stereotypes of the 60s?
Gossiping with her friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure...
is that some kind of penis god in behind?
Yeah, it is. It's a penis god.
Yeah.
That's, he's shaped like a
fertility,
penis.
Fertility penis.
But Roddenberry wasn't really doing the show much now, right? Wasn't he super disconnected from it and mad and they were treating him like crap
so
and cut their budgets and...
He's like, I'll just do the show. I'm out.
I'm pretty sure that's what was going on. Daryl can correct us, I'm sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
What? Yeah. where you get your information from?
Yeah.
Son.
Spill it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just read how Roddenberry had left by now completely.
True fact or fake fact?
Right.
No, true fact. He had completely left being involved with the making of these final episodes.
Wow. That's it. I'm out.
He was mad.
Yeah.
So I wonder, oh, wow. You know, it's like they had to read the script and go, I'm not doing this.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's not like McCoy was doing amazing acting work or anything. It just feels more real to me than Kirk ever did.
Right.
And I can't put my finger on it. It's still just one note.
Shatner's outclassed by everybody in the cast as far as acting goes.
But he never would never acknowledge that, would he? Like, it was never in
he was the draw, though. I mean, that's when people tuned in.
He's totally walking like a woman, or trying to. I can see it. Oh, that is an ugly bed.
Mm.
So she was wearing orange and laying on a blue bed. Now she's wearing blue and laying on an orange bed.
Right.
Well, once again, you don't want to lose them in it.
Yeah.
Medical gown, little pretty bows on top.
She's okay. Cute.
Now remember, this is Kirk.
Boom, 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 boom. It's all good.
Uh-oh. Oh, my penis!
This is Kirk not wearing any underwear.
Are the hands the giveaway?
The hands the
giveaway. How about the voice in your head sounding like a lady?
Every time I wake up, I always have to adjust myself, so that'd be the first thing I've done.
Right. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Gosh, this show. Nurse Chapel.
Nurse Chapel.
Hey, it's Marjorie or
Majel Barrett.
Majel Barrett.
She was still involved with this.
Yep.
Her husband said, no, I'm done. But
I'm out. She's bringing home the bacon.
Frying it up in a pan.
I'm Fred Ward, and I don't know what's going on. But I've got the worst snuggie in this freaking suit.
A little fuzzy on the dates, but Roddenberry and Majel Barrett may have gotten married after this.
Oh, really?
I wish he was sedated with a fist. You know what I mean?
That's a real fake possible fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just looking at I can't figure out exactly when this episode was produced, but it may have been before they got married.
Who are you?
Oh, my last 5 minutes is flashing before my eyes.
Why do I smell better than I used to?
Of course, there have to be secrets that.
Why would their memory be of the outside looking at the two pink ghosts? Yeah,
right. That
they didn't
want to
refilm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jeez.
Captain's log in her voice. Captain's log. Who am I reporting this to? My
it would
head.
Be so easy to prove who you are.
I know.
This is not even.
Wouldn't the computer say something?
Exactly what she's doing in her head.
Sorry, you are not who you say you are.
Mental captain's log.
Mental note.
He's just talking to himself. That's so dumb.
That was weird. Oh, yes, please.
Now Kirk is trying to play the nurse.
Right.
The Potemkin.
I love Sam Potemkin.
I do too. It's a great name. Like Mandy Potemkin,
what's
except
Michael?
Not quite. We're pushing the hooch.
Yeah.
And Lwaxana is just, she has the greatest voice that anyone's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is more, please. Is this made of tribbles?
What do you think's in there? That looks like.
It's water and purple food coloring.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. You don't think they could afford grape juice at this point?
Nope. <It's> like, we've cut your budget again, see? Get rid of the black lady and you got to drink water with
her. She'll never find any of that.
Yeah. Only that's going to stain so bad. Why? That's the only thing that was holding down. You can just slip out of that, please.
Yeah.
Brian, Kirk don't care. Kirk
she's got to cut off that seatbelt.
Oh, is he doing? Is he doing the little thing with his hand right now?
Yeah, he's mind melding the table.
Vulcan nerve pitching the.
I was in a factory. I was built by three illegal Mexicans. I was sold for too much at a Sears Roebuck.
Forlorn.
Yeah, you gotta love these two, though.
Mm-hmm. They were one of my favorite.
The interaction between those two, yeah, for sure.
They're great.
The Surgeon General's office in space?
Yeah, dude, Space mm-hmm. Surgeon General. Who was the guy in the 80s that was always in trouble? What was his Coop. Name?
The Surgeon General?
Coop.
Mm-hmm. Coop, yeah. Everyone just said, smoke, go ahead, we don't care. Wait, I thought they were just, never mind, I'm lost. You know, I always wanted a pair of pants like that. Kind of poop out of your boots.
Mm-hmm. You can get them.
Flared out like that, just at the tip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be accepted today.
These crew necks look good.
Yeah, they do. We're taking fashion advice.
I feel like these got better as time went on.
Yeah, totally.
Boy, the hairdos didn't.
Well, look who it is in the medical bay.
Oops. Whoa. get a bra for Junior over there.
Hey, do you see those little foot pedals?
You're gonna jog. Right.
You know my favorite thing in the medical thing?
Whoa.
The little foot pedals.
How
they
did
have
that work?
Ooh.
Oh yeah! Chop to the shoulder.
Spock, show me how.
Look at these two.
I'm carrying her by the butt.
Touching her butt. No one is to talk to her. All right, yeah. So what you've done is you've just convinced your main guys here that they need to commit mutiny.
Right. Which they do like every other episode.
You never hit a lady, Captain.
Forrest Kelly's got some pretty hairy arms.
Hit on plenty of them.
Dude, he does. He's Robin Williams arms all the way.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else has long sleeves. He's got short sleeves.
Look at it.
You can see those arms.
The security guys wear cummerbunds. Look at those things.
One of them doesn't fit.
Could slip some potato chips
in
there.
Yeah, totally. Spock wants to get in. Just slip a fiver in there. Mm. Just tuck it down the front. Hey, their voices aren't synced. Hey, there's that thing that guy twists on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
They're using the foot things. I knew they would use the foot things. I love those things.
It's the only thing they're there for.
That is amazing.
This is the only thing I saw. Here comes the roll. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Nailed it.
Wow. How many takes did that have?
Right.
I just realized that I have a pretty good body.
Yeah. In 60s terms, yes.
And surely that's waxed or shaved chest, right?
Absolutely. I don't know. He may not have been a hairy dude.
No one's that hairless.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see me, dude. I got nothing.
It's awfully multicolored.
I have no chest hair.
Splotchy, isn't he?
Streaking from.
There it is. Randy, look at the thing. He's got our thing on his back.
Yep. I see it. He's got our thing on his back.
We all have this shared thing.
We should clarify for those who didn't listen to the Sharknado episode.
Yeah.
Randy, the Bloodsport episode.
Yeah. We have these lipoma things on our backs that are like a weird. What do they call them? Fatty tumor? It sounds terrible, but it's really not. Tumor. It's harmless. They're just there.
Until they form a head, looks like Captain Kirk.
Yeah, right.
Well, William Shatner has a fatty tumor.
They just lay right here. Just lay right here. It's nothing. I'm not going to hurt you. Just come on, Mr. Captain.
Do you think they made her fold her arms because she's not wearing a bra?
I think she folded them because.
Yeah, well, I think.
Like the TV people, I mean, like the producers are like, you know what? Sorry, but your high beams are too much for.
Right. And there's no way.
We should have had you run down the hallway so many times.
Yeah.
Seriously, Kirk would never cover up.
Never.
No, let his nipples show. Let those nipples shine.
Mm.
Oh, time for a tan.
Oh, it is, isn't it? What color you want? Oh, this feels so good.
Gamma radiation.
They're making They're making Captain Kirk into the Incredible Kirk.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Except you turn pink. That'd be great. Look at the blades on Spock's back. Man. Kiss me, Spock.
Right?
Oh, Kirk don't even think about that. Ugh. It's Kirk in there.
Yeah, Kirk is what he's always wanted.
You're writing your own fanfic right now.
I just realized.
I'm not sure how much longer I can take the 5 o'clock shadow over his eyes.
They used to, in the first season, they made it much worse. I mean, it was like really blue. Like he had, like he had popped his gallbladder or something.
Is there a cat in this episode?
I thought it sounded like a cat.
So catty. You think that Kirk would take those earrings out and just go, these are not bothering me. He doesn't have a telepathic mind.
He's got to touch her.
Here we go.
You better touch her. Oh, good.
I have to slowly
thumb tastes like ointment.
Nailed it.
Your thumb tastes like Preparation H. Get the hell off of me.
Notice he didn't use his left hand.
This works best when a red shirt watches.
Mm-hmm.
He's a righty.
This is uncomfortable, but
I kind of find you hot.
It is a cat.
There's that cat.
Whose cat is that?
Must be Dunaway.
Yeah, I thought cat. It was the show.
It's my cat. I thought it was more fun.
That to thing, would you?
Come with me, Mr. McCoy.
He's your superior officer, dude.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
He's going to spot catch him.
I yeah, say here comes the pinch. She can leave.
I'll bet he pinches him later.
I bet he pinches him later. Oh, you got such a pinching coming. Such a pinching.
He's totally going to pinch him.
Oh, he's going. I think he's going to go Captain Kirk chop.
Do a karate chop on the shoulder.
Right.
That thing was awesome.
Oh, make you think I'm going to use the left. I'm going to use the right.
Trickster, ooh, Tricky Dexter. That was awesome.
That was amazing.
Yep.
Ooh, he just flipped us off.
You did, didn't he? Dr. Lester, give me a pop. I don't know. It's no problem. It's our shoink.
Oh, really are Vulcan, the worst.
Vulcan nerve pinch that guy? We'll pull out two more.
I'm going to Vulcan pinch this whole ship.
All right.
This seems a little, it does seem a little bit different than some of the prior episodes with Roddenberry. There's something that feels a little bit off.
You know what it reminds me of? Well, it's like any showrunner when they leave. Like on Walking Dead season 2, it was so obvious somebody else was running it.
Mm.
I think it's a big, big part of it. In a lot of ways, a showrunner it's like a film director.
Like
in a way.
Dan Harmon and Community.
Yeah, same deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever get picked up?
Yeah, Yahoo. Yahoo's picking it up.
We're not even going to check on the security guard. He's fine.
Yeah.
I gave up on Community so many episodes ago. It just
you shouldn't started. Have.
It just no. It died and went to hell.
Did you stop during that bad season when he wasn't there?
Now he's doing Stargates.
There's a point where they go off the rails with Senior Chang, and I just gave up.
They do like milking that cow.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I mean, most of that was in the bad season, the Changnesia thing.
Apparently the Vulcans didn't believe in good teeth.
Right, yeah.
No fluoride in on Vulcan.
Right. It's not logical.
There's nothing like getting into procedural drama to give everybody lines. All of your actors get lines suddenly.
Everything is funny now to me.
Man, Chekhov, they really did pick this. Koenig is so young looking for his age.
Mm-hmm.
Because wasn't he playing like 19, but he was like 32 here?
Okay. Probably.
Something like that. He looks like a scone now. Have you seen him lately? He looks like a puffy scone.
Puffy scone. A puffy scone. Aww.
Walter Koenig.
Puffy scone.
Puffy scone. Best rap name ever.
Buffy's gone.
Let's see, in
2013. I'm pleased with myself. Red shirts, die. Well, I haven't seen a repeat of red shirts yet. I think there's all been unique.
No, they're
so
just
far.
They're trudging through every red shirt they got.
Right.
Here you go. Finally, Koenig looks like his age. I'll put it in Skype. And even then, he looks young for 312.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he does.
Do we all have to take a drink if George Takei gets a line?
Yeah.
No.
We don't have to.
Well, yeah, he hasn't said a word.
Well, he said something when they
were in the bridge.
Kirk was telling, when Kirk told him where to go.
Probably just repeated it like warp factor 4, Captain. Aye, aye, whatever.
Aye, aye. Aye, aye, Captain.
Well, they really have made a courtroom drama here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Very colorful courtroom drama.
Right? Where shall we have our trial? Well, let's have it in the rainbow room.
The blue and orange, we like to call it. Now look at those dividers. Where is this?
Well, I mean...
Cheap.
Yeah. They technically filmed it in the basement of a high school, but...
Hmm. Did they really?
No.
Oh, I want that to be... That's your fake fact of the day that I want to be the truthest. The truthest. Her dress is kind of cool.
That's not... Those aren't pants. Dress. This is pant.
Pant?
Pantsuit. What do you call it?
She's a lovely lady. How do we feel about Kirk with more hair or less hair? Which way do you prefer your Kirk?
I more like hair. Mine hairy.
Like this level.
I really like my Kirk in Boston Legal.
Yeah, it's true.
That whole...
He was great.
That whole barely hinged thing he does.
That Denny Crane thing was awesome. Best work he ever did.
Oh, semantics, whatever.
Suddenly he stutters.
Still no line from Zippy over there.
Yeah, he's looking amused everyone.
Seriously, every time George Takei is shown but doesn't speak, you have to put another tablespoon of alcohol into the glass.
Look at their idea of a stand.
Oh my God.
Put a chair on top of a box.
They took a box, painted it.
That's great.
Oh, was that a fact?
What was that face? Oh, good Lord.
It is so fitting that this is his last episode.
They're about to embark on a very long hiatus.
Mm. Yep. I like how everyone keeps giving each other significant looks.
Right.
This is what we call acting. She's so bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Womanhood. She had the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Right.
That is, why is the microphone not over my head so that you could hear me speak?
Good point.
Come on, Takei. Okay.
Nope.
Nope.
Not going to say anything.
Damn it.
Nope. Banana.
That's so bad.
What is this? Man woman?
This man woman.
This thing before me.
This is you guys.
At each other. This is good.
This is so great.
Great angry acting.
I didn't know we were going to get some of that. I guess every episode had some of that.
Usually. Give it up, Spock. Come on. I want a shirt that says that. Give it up, Spock.
And the stories that he just strutted around this cast being so full of himself and so sure that he was just Shakespearing everybody out of their shoes. It kills me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's maybe that's why he got as far as he did, because he didn't have any, he was so sure he was killing it. Right. He didn't have any way to know he wasn't.
I mean, honestly, this is probably good TV during the 60s, late 60s.
Yeah, but everyone else in the show is better than him.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so mad. I can spit.
This would have, you know, this episode has already passed the Bechdel test, which is remarkable. It would have been so interesting if they'd had Nichelle Nichols in this episode and done more girl-girl stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Having her do her hair.
That would be so fun.
You know, she...
There's your fan fiction.
But I'm just saying her character is way more interesting in this situation than, like, Spock's.
You know, this is some of this drama is predicated on the idea that you and me and all of us believe that women are hard to manage and loud and unpredictable.
Irrational.
Like, that's what they're playing on here.
Well, right, I mean, this character sucks. Is for sure.
Yeah, but don't you feel like there's some of that? I mean, that's how they're trying to relate to the audience here with Kirk's performance. It's like,
did you see that little right arm wag? Yes. Everybody has such good posture in this seat.
Yeah, they do. Well, when your hands are behind your back.
Right.
I mean, if he melts down crying at some point, then I know they're doing it.
Just runs off in a huff. Right.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be mad because, like, even the 60s should have known better.
That is a really good shot of the Enterprise.
It's because they redid CGI it, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I wish they'd do more of that. In fact, make a retro series and just do those effects.
So you and me just happen to be out here
ill by ourselves. Yep.
Right.
How do you get your sideburns so long there, man?
It's the way I shave it.
What's up with that embroidery on your cuffs? What does it mean?
Why do I do long sleeves?
It always did. Right. It always did bother me that he had short sleeves on.
Wow. I don't love my bottom teeth. But I'm feeling pretty good about him right now. Not saying any reason why. Just,
saying.
My freaking overbite I never had fixed.
I'm going to look this up, but I need to believe that these actors are older when recording this than I am now.
Oh,
you need to believe
had
that.
To be.
Yeah, I
need to be. But you know what, though? It's like I'm always surprised about that stuff. Like finding out that, Scotty was 32 here or something.
Right. He was 28 right here. It's, just
it's weird. We really have gotten younger.
Everybody's got a goiter somewhere, too. Have you noticed that little
back, oh, back then, everyone had goiters, little, man. What do you think that was? Just
well, you know, they put iodine into, they put iodized, put iodine into salt. Is that how it is? Iodine?
Oh, is that where it came from?
Fights and goiters.
McCoy was about 49, same age as Spock. Scotty was about 49.
That's good. Good. That's not too bad.
He looks great for 49.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shatner was about 38. Gee.
Yeah, he was a young man.
He doesn't look 38, dude. He looks older than 38.
Yeah, the skin is like really mottled and. Yeah.
I can't say how it would look in bad lighting in something like this at 38. I might would look older. Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy was also about 38, which is remarkable.
Yeah. That surprises me.
Yeah, it does.
I'm really surprised. So motion picture, how old was Kirk in motion picture in 80? That would have been, he'd have been like 40 or no.
It'd been near 50 40s. Probably.
Yeah, near 50.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It was like another 10 years.
Uh-oh, he recorded him outside. So NSA.
Oh,
how is this admissible in court?
Wow. If this technology was available the whole time this series ran, I mean, I'm going back and questioning some things.
Chuckleheads.
Now,
why are they even on?
You imagine the direction for that shot? Okay, now you guys look like you're staring at baboons at the zoo.
Hey, he speaks.
Hey, drink. Again.
General Order 4. Yeah.
Violated. Yeah. He just said violated.
Of course. I hate you all.
So you don't want him to be a female. You want him to be like a teenage girl.
Yeah, right? Basically.
Exactly.
They're going to execute her?
Yeah,
for what? Not?
For mutiny. Mutiny, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to. You're so mean.
It sucks. Why can't we kill a red shirt?
This is for nerve pinching me like 10 minutes ago, you jerk. Yeah,
watch where you're pointing those things.
Now he's all like self-satisfied. These guys are pretty young here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Shut up. Quiet, everybody. You know they can listen to everything you say.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all being recorded.
They were just talking about you.
No, let me play it back for you over here.
Who's the replacement? Uhura hasn't said a word.
She said something on the bridge earlier, but that's about it. Yeah.
Oh, they're
right. Do it.
They're mutinizing.
Civil disobedience.
Oh, oh!
I'll just do it myself. Move. I'll press these little shiny buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a kid.
I will purse my lips.
Now see. Now I'm getting. Now I'm getting a little bit offended.
See? Oh, Uh-oh. You get mad and it starts to fall out.
voodoo neck massage. Right.
Voodoo. Neck manipulation.
This
Love
is
it.
The greatest thing ever.
Love it.
No. Oh, no.
Whoa, what the hell?
Woo, 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 woo. I just released your chakra.
Special effects.
Woo, 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 woo.
Man, got it back. Hold it back. Hold it back.
That was close. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
While I was doing jazz hands, even.
Oh, my gosh, Brian. Your transition sound is the best thing. Woo, 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 woo.
Uh-oh.
That really made me laugh.
Ooh, hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Easy, uh-huh. Easy.
He was that's like when you're on the road and you need to poop.
Right.
And you need to hold on for another 20 minutes.
No, I hate that.
I can do this.
Where they at?
He's running to the bathroom now. By the way, these two guys were 32 and 33.
And apparently, one of them was nearly bald. Serious comb over.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Which one? Decay?
Chekhov.
Oh, Chekhov, really? Well, he's super bald now.
All right. You want to be?
Is to talk to Jackie Brown.
Is to cut off your penis.
Yeah, but got my reference.
Yes. More Fred Ward for the win.
You know, I was okay.
Oh, now
with
he's
it.
Pretending to be the lady.
Right.
Because he has the wherewithal. This is bullshit.
Or is it? No, they didn't switch yet. Did they switch for real?
Or was it
they
just a temporary yet. Thing?
Oh, was it?
Thing. Oh, but he is acting much saying. More. Yeah, he's acting much more ladylike now. Over the top ladylike.
Give me a kiss, Fred.
Let me give you a little neck rub.
Here we go.
Blow in your ear.
You know, that doesn't work. Your womanly chemistry doesn't work when you're a dude.
Well, yeah, right. It depends.
I'll touch you. Yeah, yeah. Get
this is so brave for 60s era science right? fiction, man.
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
Yeah. It's like having a black communications officer.
What's up with this big piece of poop in Ooh, the analyzer over there?
Right? What is that?
What is that's up with that? That's like a huge
that's how
turd.
They power the ship.
The Romulan turd.
Romulan.
It's like a cake.
Gosh, that's a lot of poop.
It's huge.
What's like it a cake doing there?
Wow. Keep that thing sealed.
I was okay with the mustard and ketchup bottles, but the big poop, I can't take it.
And they lingered on it, too.
Keep yeah, that thing in containment, Mr. Ward.
Can you please beam that off the ship?
Yeah. Level 5 force field.
Those pockets were not made for putting hands in, by the way.
No.
Sedative?
No.
You can do that with your phaser?
Prepare to be sedated.
You can do that with your phaser?
Or as I like to call it, killed. No, he's just going to sedate the other people. He's going to actually kill her. Him.
Person. She's wearing a bra now. Oh. Kill him.
No, what is that? That is funny. Oh, my gosh.
Spinsies.
What just happened?
He's feeling the
Freaky Friday's about over, baby.
Suddenly he's having hot flashes.
And static yellow, freaking pink photocopy image.
And I'm out.
Special consideration for
Don't do
Xerox.
It. I'm an- Is he going to make her kill her anyway? I can't beat you now. I'm just a woman.
Yeah, I'm just a lady.
I smell your hair. Oh, it smells. I smell your hair.
I love those pipe things on the walls. They're my favorite. Look at that back there. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Thing. It's like art.
No,
it does
I
look
smell
art.
Your hair.
I'm assuming it's art.
No, it's does, supposed is, to be.
It's supposed to be functional.
Yeah. We've seen guys cranking art? On it in some scenes.
No, how that many? Guy's cranking on absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's true. That guy's got nothing to crank.
Yeah, I can punch her.
Suddenly, we all understand what's happened. Like, just like that. Bam.
Yeah, yeah it's
we all
worked
understand
out,
what happened.
Yeah.
There's no more questions.
Why isn't this guy an accessory to the problem? Because he
accessory
knew about
to the
it.
Problem. You are accessory to the problem. You're under arrest.
But he knew what was going on the whole time.
Yeah, what did he do? Exactly. It was He's all just a big misunderstanding.
They could have there was no fancy going anywhere in this episode. It is all in the same three hallways.
Right. Yeah. And now Scotty blends in with the door.
Yeah. I can see a couple of hands. Oh, there you go.
Well, we got to end it with the white boys.
Yeah, we're not going to check. Good. We're not going to send him to the sick bay or nothing. Just going to go back to his job.
New CGI Nebula.
Yep. It's looking pretty good. All right. He's still executive producing, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that's something. All right. Now my favorite part of Star Trek. Do they show the alien head, like the big?
That's who Clint Howard is portraying.
Oh,
that alien head.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, that's what. That was the whole
as a baby or something, or
yeah. Well, he was the baby, but he was using that projection of the alien to the Enterprise to fool them.
All right, where is this thing?
It's the last one they show, isn't it?
Is it okay? As a kid, that freaked me out.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that was really weird and scary at the time.
Oh. Amp-ta-ta.
Not showing it.
Must have changed it.
Yeah.
Is it not there?
Oh, it's not there. It's not there. Oh, no. I'm a lady.
Yeah, real fact I just made up. When they redid the end credits, they asked a bunch of 8-year-olds what they were afraid of.
Right.
Turns out.
I love a memory of Majel Barrett Roddenberry.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Did I get that on yours?
Yeah. No. No, we have a way. So for the record, Brian Ibbett and I watched the Netflix version and you guys watched a rip of a DVD.
Yep.
And they turns out to be basically the same exact thing in content, but did not get the rip Majel Barrett. I got the CBS television thing at the end.
Mm-hmm. That's what I get too.
Yeah. That must be the difference in that time thing you guys were talking about.
Whenever I ever hear end credits music from any Star Trek TV show, I think it's time to go to sleep.
Right.
You have to, because if you don't, you're going to see that alien head. It's going
to
scare you.
Because so many nights in my life after that song, whatever the song is, the end credits of a Star Trek show, I close my eyes and go to sleep.
And it doesn't matter which one, right? It can be any of them. Right.
If I remember correctly, Saturday nights was the night that my grandma made us watch Hee Haw, then Star Trek, and then we went to bed. I think that's
made you do it.
Right. Sit down and watch your socially acceptable Hee Haw.
Yeah. this is a good white folk show right here.
For like a decade of my life between The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, I always watched some episode of one of those two shows before.
The Enterprise one, here's my impression of that when I would go to bed. Ready? We'd go, it's been a long... That's how it went. Congratulations,
man.
Everybody who sat through that with us. That was fun times. We'll be doing more of these in the future, but fine episode, I think, to choose to do that for. If you have suggestions about episodes of Star Trek or anything else you think we should watch for these little mini ones where we're, trying to cover for vacations or whatever, let us know. We'd like that at filmsack@gmail.com. Go to filmsack.com and subscribe to the show if you haven't already and get all the episodes there and communicate on our what do we call those things? Our freaking comment board thing. Because that's where a lot of stuff is said, and it's a good time there. I think that's it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next time.